USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Why are we overreacting? Didn't we learn last year that overreaction did not serve us?
New York Times best-selling author Alex Berenson to USA Radio News regarding the new coronavirus variant Omicron. This as a South African doctor who's treating patients who tested positive for the new variant say that vaccinated individuals who are sick with the new strain so far have no complications. Berenson adding,
if anything, the South Africans, who have more experience with this new variant than anyone else, seem to think it's actually milder for most people.
Cyber Monday sales are down. Adobe Analytics saying consumers spend $10.7 billion while looking for the best deals online. That's nearly a drop of 1.5% from a year ago. President Biden hitting the road to pitch his Build Back Better agenda in Rosemont, Minnesota. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroot for Patriot VPN. Patriot VPN is a virtual private network service that uses military-grade encryption to protect your internet connection on all of your devices. With Patriot VPN, your data and internet privacy is secure anywhere in the world. Why do you need Patriot VPN? Cyber criminals, government, even your own internet service provider collect and use your private information without your knowledge. Examples in the news recently, remember all the companies that have been hacked? Cuba censored the internet to kill protests? Here in America, conservative groups are being actively targeted. Your personal information and internet history is being sold by your ISP. It's all happening every day, but not with Patriot VPN. With Patriot VPN, your internet activity and history is protected from prying eyes forever. Patriot VPN is a veteran-owned business right here in the USA. For business or your family, starting at only $6.95 a month, use code WAR and get 3 months free. With an annual subscription, it's all at patriotvpn.com. That's patriotvpn.com.
The head of the Fed Reserve says the U.S. economy continues to recover from the height of the COVID pandemic.
The post-September decline in cases corresponded to a pickup in economic growth. And GDP appears on track to grow about 5% in 2021, the fastest pace in many years.
Fed Chair Jerome Powell testifying in a Senate hearing and citing ongoing progress in the labor market. He acknowledged inflation and price spikes and said inflation is expected to start turning around in 2022. Tiger Woods is speaking publicly for the first time since the crash earlier this year that left him seriously injured.
I was in the hospital for only 3 weeks. I was in a hospital bed for 3 months. So that in itself is difficult.
The legendary golfer making his remarks while in the Bahamas, Woods saying one of his goals was simply getting outside to feel the sun. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Lights out, everybody.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal. The first man they look for and the last they want to meet.
Pleasant dreams.
The greatest radio shows of all time, USA Classic Radio Theater. On these radio stations or on demand by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
The economy is on the radar on Capitol Hill. Pennsylvania Republican Senator Pat Toomey arguing the Biden administration policies are causing rising inflation and price spikes at gasoline stations across the country.
From the cost of a Thanksgiving meal, which rose by 14% over last year, to the pump, where gas has reached as high as $6 a gallon in some places.
Those comments ahead of testimony by Fed Chair Jerome Powell and Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen. President Biden is struggling to fulfill one of his campaign promises.
President Biden at the final presidential debate in October of 2020.
220,000 Americans dead. If you hear nothing else I say tonight, hear this. Anyone who's responsible for not taking control, in fact, not saying I take no responsibility initially. Anyone who's responsible for that many deaths should not remain as president of the United States of America.
350,000 Americans have died under the Biden administration. Former Speaker of the House Newt Gingrich on Fox News says Biden's socialists in his cabinet are making all the wrong decisions for America.
He has brought in so many left-wing big government socialists all throughout the government, and their policies are so bad that it's almost inconceivable that they can turn this around right now. The American public, when they learn the details on almost every front, they're opposed to it.
From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.